Nyadugulini Piper Tracker Radio Program. Nganan Udini Government Dango Wanganja Joda, Anangumandago, Balanu Government Dango, Jinguiado.
This is the Paper Tracker Radio Show, the show that lets you know what's happening in South Australia's remote Ananor communities and tells you what government's saying and doing for Ananor.
Wayanangujuda, Nyuragulini, Anangulands Paper Tracker Radio Show Gang. Wayalo, hello, Mawanganyi Suluguru, Munujabirni, Nyari Nyinganabashanga Gwarisu.
Way Rose. In our show today, we're going to be talking about the South Australian state election.
South Australia state election.
On the 17th of March, South Australians will be voting to choose which people and parties will sit in state parliament for the next 4 years.
On the 17th of March, South Australia wingingo voterangani banyangorkanda. Kunjago nganjana nyinanjago paringa banyinanyi state parliament banya goranjoro 4 years guru.
The Anangur Lands Paper Tracker has invited each main political party to respond to a set of questions that focus on things that are important to remote Anangur communities.
Ga Anangur Lands Paper Tracker ngu nganana jabirno banya political party jordango wanganjago nganalaguru. Panya question kujubujurangana juno mono arajura nyangani nya juda panya pulkangarani remote anango community judago.
We'll be talking with each party about their views on jobs, renal dialysis, keeping children safe, and their party's commitment to strengthening and engaging with communities.
Kanganana jabira gulinilta banya party kujubirango nya balujana gulini banya jobs ko mono renal dialysis mono jijijuda banya safe kanyinjago mono janamba commitment banya nya balujana kalkuni palanjago banya wurongaranjago banya engagement kulugulu community judanga.
In our interview today, we're going to be talking with the Honourable Kelly Vincent MLC from the Dignity Party. Kelly will be letting us know what the Dignity Party is promising to do with and for Anangur communities over the next 4 years.
Interview kwari nganana wanganyi banya Honourable Kelly Vincent MLC baloro banya Dignity Party ngoro. Ka Kelly lo baloro nganana lo wanganyi nindinjago nganana nya banya nya Dignity Party ngu kalkone chungunjago banya Anangur community jodago 4 years.
Kelly Vincent, welcome to the Anangur Lands Paper Tracker Radio Show. It's great to be chatting with you today.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Sue.
Oh, Kelly Vincent, ngana bugularingani yondo guari jarbangu ngana longanjago paper tracker la.
Kelly, would you like to briefly introduce yourself and let our listeners know a little bit about yourself and your political party, the Dignity Party?
Okay, so my name is Kelly Vincent. I have been in the Parliament since 2010. At the time of my election, I was 21 years old, which makes me the youngest Member of Parliament to date.
Oangai gwini Kelly Vincent, kangai lo jardara jarbangu Parliament 2010 da. Kangai lo 21 years old, nyinangi balabala. Mono nyara balangurongai lo jardarengo youngest Member banya Parliament da.
So I have a big passion for the rights of all people, including our younger people, as well as our older generations. I'm also a physically disabled person, and I'm on the autism spectrum as well.
Kangai lunina ni parliament banya anong wan garago wanganjago mono yango bala kunga judago mono wari judago gulgullo wan gara banya wanganjago ngayelo banya physical disability ganyani mono nyagulgullo autism spectrum.
So the Dignity Party started out as Dignity for Disability, and we are founded by a mixture of people with disabilities and family carers of people with disabilities who were fighting for better services for their children once they were no longer able to take care of them themselves.
ka dignity pari nyanga jadaring o any banya dignity for disability go alaji any jono ka nganana jadaring o banya fightering jago chota go banya disability jaranyinanyi palo jana banya number rights man go jago mununya gulgullo banya care joda banya family go adun manangi janamba jiji disability jara ka palo jana banya jingor jelberingola putu adun manangi kanyara ballangoro services palo jana fightering services wiru joda jungunjago palo janamba disability jijingo man go jago.
So that's where we have our roots. But the reason we have recently changed our name to the Dignity Party is, I guess, that we wanted to capture what we've always been about, which is dignity and equality and fairness for everybody, especially those who face marginalisation in society, whether it be because of their cultural differences or gender, age, sexuality, whatever it might be.
Kabanya nyarabalong dajadaringo banya arabalon jananya wananjaku mono nganana nyenanyi banya chunku jaku banya kulinjaku banya kujubirada nyenanyi nyajara disability jara mono nganana fathering nyi janamba dignity ku mono nyaku equality banya liberalango mangunjaku mono nya gulugulo banya fairness banya one kara liblanga anja ko one kara ko banya jingor nyondo disability jara kanyar balo nyu kulen jo weya banyo equal equality jun go jago mono nya fairness kanyar balo jingor kuju bejo da jingor anga jona ni banya jingor culture kuju bangara ni jingor nya gulugulo age banya jingor young wala jil bejo da gulugulo mono jingor kunka wari go gulgulo kangarana alaji ba fatering ani banya dignity ngaranja go wan kara banya anang wiro nyana ja go jana ba disability jara.
Kelly, the first area that we'd like to chat with you about is employment and jobs. Now, based on data from the Department of Employment, the APYLANS has an unemployment rate of approximately 32%. What will the Dignity Party be doing to change the situation and to ensure and work towards more jobs being created for Anu?
I think the first thing we have to do is really recognise that often the reason or the major reason behind some of the really shockingly terrible statistics that we see about the welfare of Anu is because of failed intervention from non-Aboriginal people that has not been consultative and properly included Anu and other Aboriginal nations in the outcomes.
Number one, nyangani banya nya data banya statistics paloro kurang ani banya palojana ngurkandan gunju wea yal jingo banya peran pajura jar banyi mono alpa malani palojana jingoro consultation wirong aranju wea banya community anangu community nga mono banya gujoba banya anangu gujoba jura First Nations anangu jura palojana chun gunju wea consultation ka narabalong ro jingro outcome joda wurong around wea.
So the first thing we need to recognise is that Aboriginal people are the ones who need to be the leaders in these conversations, and they need to be genuinely listened to and respected with regards to their ideas.
Number one, banya ngur kandan kujago anangu balro jana leader joda banya nyinanyi community nga muno pulka mula gulen jago jana ba idea muno respect yung kunjago banya kulen jago jana nya muno jun kunjago jana ba ara jana ba idea joda banya wiro joda ngaran jago.
I also think we need to focus a lot more on perhaps using existing skills that exist in the lands rather than bringing in other ideals and cultures.
Muno banya adajura nyakunjago kulinjago banya kuari banya skills judangarani community nga ka yali yalingu ka nyaku banya oldija idea judangalagarini muno culture kujoba wai balo jana kulilku banya kuari cha judangarani skills banya anangungu kanyenito.
So things like healthcare, I think we need a lot more Aboriginal healthcare workers, particularly because some of the health challenges that people on the lands do face. And with schemes like the National Disability Insurance Scheme, this is going to be even more important. So training for health and disability care workers is, I think, a really vital piece that we need to look at in a genuinely it's a cliche term, culturally sensitive, but culturally aware, inclusive manner that recognises Eleanor just like anyone else as the leaders and the experts in their own lives.
Healthcare worker, Jurda, Jungo Jago, Banya, Balorjana, Ganana Nangani, Banya Health, Jingo Kurangon Bangani, Anango Jurdago, Kanyara Balong or Banya Health Worker, Jurda, Jungo Jago, Wakarin Jago, Jungo Banya Janamba, Communityinga, Munu Banya NDIS, Narabalo Jardarangani, Kanyara Balong or Dara Bulkangani, Kulinjago, Trina Melanjago Banya, Work a Jurda. Muno elf ke gulgulu wagajuda palojana banya nindering ojago yaljalje wagarin jago disability nga muno training balonya mango jago pulka gulen jago muno jana wanga banya cultural awareness banya wagarin jago banya culture nganambanga muno wura banya service balonya pakalingon jago wurongaran jago muno banya anango juda balojana nindi pulka janamba community nga wagarin jago jungo janamba Walja Juranga, Mono Communityinga, Kanyara Balong or Jana Banya, Nindi Bulga, Mono Jana Gulinjago, Janamba idea, Mono Janamba, Gulinjago, Yaljalingo, Pakajingo Jago, Janana.
And I also think we need to look at better supporting those who can't work or maybe can't work full time because of caring responsibilities with families. I think we need to place a lot more importance on caring roles in society in both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal society communities.
Mono pulga nyakunjago kulugulo yaljingo banya support wiro ungunjago jungunjago banya care ajudango banya responsibility ganyeni kujubirango banya adunmana nyichana pa walja disability jara mono kulenjago kulugulo banya anango community nga mono piran pajudanga society nga kulugulo banya ngurkandan gunjago nyangaja mono kulenjago hara nyangaja pulga.
I also think there are some great opportunities in terms of local manufacturing and skills. We hear a lot about people travelling from the lands to do maintenance on equipment or roads on the lands. So I think we need to look a lot more at building those skills within community as well.
Munu banya opportunity bulga jungo jago banya anango banya ngoraija jurdango gulin jago banya manufacturing skills banya yaljaljingo balorjana jingro maintenance palyalgo warle jurdanga banya kuari balorjana oldeji jurda orani maintenance palyanjago munu rura gukulugulu banya ngoraija jurdango nyara balonyo kanyenjago munu balyanjago banya jana wananjago nyangaja.
The next issue we'd like to focus on is the whole issue of kidney health and kidney disease. Now, through the work of the Purple House and fundraising by Anangu artists, support from a range of individuals and organisations, and capital funding from the Commonwealth Government, there are plans underway for a permanent community-based dialysis facility to be opened in Ernabella Pukacha community in July this year. But the ongoing running costs for this facility are a really big challenge. Firstly, does your party support community-based dialysis on the APY lands? And what contribution would your party make to supporting dialysis provision?
Well, the Dignity Party absolutely supports local preventative healthcare measures wherever they are needed, and dialysis care is absolutely part of that. So we do 100% support the work of Purple House and want to see it funded in an ongoing way.
Waga Dignity Party ngu pulga guru support yungani nyangaku banya nya prevented angajun kunjaku banya bika balonya muno nya gulugulo banya nganana gulini dialysis nyangaja ara bulga gulugulo jungujago muno nganana 100% support yungani Purple House ko muno kulinjagulta yaljalingo rawango program balonya nganyinjago muno funding widinjago muno jungujago program nyangago.
So absolutely we support that work and we'll be advocating very strongly for ongoing funding because we know that everyone benefits from proper preventative healthcare. Not only do people live longer, but ultimately it's going to be less difficult for people and less expensive than travelling to and from Adelaide and other major cities for that treatment as well. So we are 100% committed to that.
Health Balonya Arduman Gula Mono Panya Angajon Gujago Pika Balonya Jingro Arkanjago ka tanawanga ba preventative health care nyangaja ka ngana nyanga ni nyangaja jungula dialysis volun jungula ka banya balojana nyenani rawa banya arnong wan ka nyenani mono ngana nyanga ni nyangaja gulgulo banya manipul ka jungunju wea banya health school parariyan kula banya manipul ka balaja
In terms of keeping children safe, 9 years ago, the Mulligan Commission of Inquiry shone a light on the challenge of protecting Anangu children from abuse and neglect. And we've since had the Nyalan Child Protection Systems Royal Commission. What does your party think needs to be done to keep children safe in Anangu communities?
I think the first few things that any person from any political persuasion needs to do when it comes to the protection of children and young people is recognise that what successive governments have done to date has not been good enough, and recognise that a lot of the failings have been because we haven't listened to people who have raised concerns, and we haven't listened to children and young people themselves.
Oh, jingur number one are manguru ba gulenja go banya kujo ba juda ni na ni banya political palojana jingur pulka wanka go ara nyanga go kangana na nyanga ni banya eredinguro banya nya wiro juda pakanja wia banya jana undunjo wia gulenjo wia nyara balonya mono jingur gulenjo wia ara nango juda gulgulo mono nya chichi gulgulo gulenjo wia mono yango vala gunga mono nyira nyira kulinjo wia kanyara balangoro banya consultation balo wiangarala mono balo jana pudul da kulini.
I think often we talk about children and young people as being future leaders or the leaders of tomorrow, but personally I really dislike that terminology because I think it robs children and young people of agency and the agency that they deserve to have now. The fact of the matter is they have human rights and potential right now, and we need to be investing in that, not just for the future and the benefits that we can reap, but because this is a human being, and no matter what stage of their life they're at, their human rights don't change along with their age. So we need to make sure that we are actively listening to children and young people.
Banya jurdang ko wangani ngana kuleni jana wangani banya jiji jurda balo jana future nga banya koranjo guru balo jana leira jurdang tingo nina ko kanyara balangoro kulenja ko jananya palo kulenja ko banya kuari palo jana human rights kanyani jiji jurdango rights kanyani kanyara balangoro nyara rights palo kampago jubarengo jowea banya ngana anang pulkarengola rights palo rawatongarani banya chatangoro jiji ngoro.
And we also need to make sure that people who do raise concerns about the welfare of any person, but particularly children and young people, is properly supported from any punishments that they fear they might face for speaking out.
Wari ganyini yango bala kujobago jingoro chiji kujobago palo jana mukore ganyi albago ka support yungunja ko jananya banya trouble odin gunja go we banya support yungola protection balonya yungunja go jingo arnao balo pulka wanganyi chiji balonya almalan jigija.
You've touched on the importance of people being involved and included and driving decision making. And we know that parliaments often pass laws that have a direct impact on Anangu communities. How will you make sure that the decisions that you make or propose in parliament take into account the concerns and the views of Anangu communities?
I think the first thing that really needs to be done a lot more, and this goes to many minority groups, not just Aboriginal people of all nations, is we need to stop acting as though Aboriginal people or someone from a different minority group or someone from multiple minority groups are all homogenous and have the same needs, beliefs and thoughts.
Oh, jingo chadangurunga na kulil ko pulka banya anango jorda mono minority groups banya kujubjorda banya werkarni ngora kujubanguro mono culture kujubakanyini mono gulinjago palurjana jingoro needs kujubaga nyeni mono beliefs kulugulo jing balo jana one albay ara kujubujuda kalchanga kam nyara balo nyi gulen jago banya one gara minority groups mono anango first nations juda balo jana jingoro ara kujubaga nyeni needs kujuba kanyar balo nya banya ngorgandan kula gulen jago ani.
So we need to make sure that we are genuinely consultative, that we consult with multiple groups, not just key bodies that we might know because they are well-funded and able to advertise, but they're doing whatever we are doing whatever we can to reach out to get as many voices as possible.
Mono pulga kulinjago mono palanjago banya consultation wurungaranjago judanga wanganjago banya organization judanga banya money pulga jara juda palolago juwia paloro living jago nyara balonya consultation mono wanga juda mango jago banya kujubajudangoro mono minority ngoro gulugulu mono anango judangoro oankarango wanganjago janamba idea janamba wanka within jago.
Now obviously that doesn't mean that everybody will be pleased with every decision we make, exactly because there are so many different voices and opinions out there in any community. But what's important is that we reach out as far as possible to get as many opinions as possible and on balance make the best possible decision for everyone or for the majority based on that information.
Mono jingoro banya oan gara tingro palagulen jo wea nganamba chungunja parliamenta baloro panya nganana gulen ja gulda janamba wanka mono oan gara kukulgulu mono nya balo jana guleni mono arkara panya an gunja go community nga mono wanka ni elani wanka balon jana nya mono idea balon jana nya jungura panya gulen ja go wero wero pakalingo ja go panya ka nganana nyara balon nya mukurenga nya arkan ja go.
So I think I've had a proud record of reaching out to multiple groups. I'm sure I could do better. I know I can do better. And I'm looking forward to doing that.
Wangail guleni ngailo pulkar harkar no banya ankula wanganjaku winkinga anong winkinga mono community nga gulugulu ngailo harkar no nyar balonya balor jingo ngailo pulkar karulku ngailo kwaaka balonya balo ngailo harkar ni banya jodanga wanganjaku.
I've also had the opportunity to visit the lands once in my current term of parliament. I'd love to do that again and get out more because that really opened my eyes a lot. And I think you get information by actually visiting the community in a way that you would not get, even if they gave you the exact same information in an email or a phone call. So I think that contact with people on the lands is something I'm really keen to continue. It's not something that I've been able to do as often as I would like yet because it's logistically very challenging for me to get to the lands, but it's a challenge that I love and that is very worthwhile. So I'm hoping to do that a lot more.
IPO mandaguru visramalan jago ngail mugoringa ni tingoro karun jago namba balonya panya angula wangkan jago ana yudanga ka ngail kulening ngail kuleno panya angula wangkan ana yudanga wiro nyaraja ngail nindiringo mono ngail kuleno panya jana wangkan ja mono nyangangi gulugulu panya tingoro ngail obujanga gojo nyenani mono redamlani janamba wanka anong yurang nya wangangi ka panya angula wajang nya kunjago community balon jana nya ngailo guru ala rengo mono nyang ulta monta ala ji ngarani mono ngail mugure ni namba balon nya garun jago balo panya tingo wit kuari wit wit ngon bangarani logistically panya angon jago traveler in jago palo ngail mugure ngani mola ngailo album lanjago mukorenga ni mono ankola kulen jago community nga nyenan jago community nga chungorengo jago arno yodanga.
But again, if I was to put it in a couple of sentences, I think we need to recognize people as not being homogenous in groups, and we need to recognize people as the experts in their own lives.
Mono jingro ngailo chugo jugo wanga go banya nganana nya ngurkandan go jago banya anango kujubujuda nya palo run pangaran jo wea palo kulen ja ko janam para jingro angora ko jo banga mara palo ko jo bangarani ganyara balonya banya ngur kandan gula gulen jago banya ngura guju bangga jingur ala jingur anja wia ka gulen jago banya ngura ija jodango nyawangkanyi yali yali ngaranyi.
Now, Anangu and people who work in organisations on the lands have talked for many years about what still needs to be done to secure a strong future for communities. What is the Dignity Party planning to do over the next 4 years to improve conditions in Anangu communities, but working alongside Anangu?
I think one of the first points of difference about the Dignity Party is our work on areas like the National Disability Insurance Scheme, which other state parties just aren't talking about.
Oh, jingur number one ngail gulene banya NDIS banya ngaranyi. Jarabala arabala wakarinja ko jungu anang judanga muno banya pari ko jupa judango kulenjo wea NDIS paloro ka wada korengonte wampa.
So first, I would love to continue lobbying to get more action from the state and federal governments alike to make sure that Anangu are involved in the NDIS rollout.
Muno na mukuringa ni banya state muno Commonwealth government ango pulgara gulen jago undon jago jana nya waga balan jago muno chunguringo jago muno balan jago banya anango gulen jago NDIS muno balan jago nyara balonya.
Kelly, in drawing to a close, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I think really just to say that I'm happy to be contacted about any of the issues that I've raised today, or if there's anything that we haven't had the chance to talk about that people are wondering about, I'm absolutely happy for people to get in touch with me.
Wanganjago, jingo anango kujubango, mukorengani ngainya, question jabenjago, banya arajudala kuare wangangi, nyora contact malalangainya, kangailo wangadarango, nyorala wangani, jingo nyondo ara kujubagani, mukorengani, udinjago ngailodo, ka palabalajang, nyondo ringamalangai, ngailodo, kan wanganjago.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for chatting with us today. It's been great to hear the views of the Dignity Party, and we wish you all the best.
Palisu, thank you.
Thank you.
O Kelly nganana janjun manani nyondo kuari wanganga nganana la mono udino banya Dignity Party ngo aranya judagulini mono balani banya nganamba community judago. O ala jigal nganamba time kuari wearingo nyondo jingo mukorengani kulenjago nganamba interview banya Honorable Kelly Vincent MLC balo banya Dignity Party ngoro nyondo angulo ngure la website anga papertracker.com.au. Wow, balo.
You've been listening to the Paper Tracker Radio Show, a project of uniting communities. The show is produced at Radio Adelaide and heard out across Anangu lands. For more information on the Paper Tracker project, this show, and most importantly, what's happening in Anangu communities, visit our website at www.papertracker.com.au.